coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Fort Walton Beach, Destin, Florida, WFDM, 1400 AM. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. You are filling your prescription for freedom, and it is great to have you there. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's great to be up in the panhandle. I want to start off with an email this hour. Mark, what's that on your hip? That's from Roger in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. They know a little bit about freedom in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Roger, that's a Glock 17, believe it or not. I was carrying throughout the day today the new Smith & Wesson M&P, full size, 40. And my 17 just looked neglected in the safe. So I pulled it out, brushed it off, holstered her. She went, So that's a Glock 17. Thanks for asking that. Appreciate it. And thanks for tuning in up there in the Valley of Freedom in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. This is the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. This is the Roundtable, the funnest hour in all of radio. And because I only have one segment left with my guest, Rob Pincus, I'm going to go directly to Rob. I'll tell you what, he has made the last 2 hours absolutely must hear, outstanding radio. Rob, thank you very much and welcome back. It's great to have you here.
Great to be back. And it was a great 2 hours. And as soon as you get those podcasts up, I know I'll be linking them on the Facebook and everywhere else, because I definitely want some people who don't have the opportunity to listen across the airwaves to get a chance to listen to some of the stuff we were talking about. Good stuff.
Very, very powerful stuff. I've got an email that I don't want to let this go by. I want to be able to ask you this because it kind of dovetails in what we were talking about in the last couple hours. And then we're going to go to the Florida shooting down there. I want to get your take on that. But this email comes to us from Kevin from Duluth, Minnesota. Sean, he sent it from his iPhone. When it comes to training in the home, Rob, how would you incorporate the children within the home as to being aware, safety, training, etc.? I have 3 kids in school, 2 kindergartners and a first grader. I have introduced 2 of them to the wonderful world of firearms since they were just babies, and they know about the don't touch rules with guns at home and at friends' houses. How can I help the family to be more aware of the society-plagued dangers? Kevin from Duluth, Minnesota, great question. Rob, I'll turn it to you.
Wow, yeah, it's tough, especially with kids that young. Eventually, you know, they're going to become part of the home security plan, I'm sure. It sounds like he's got them started on some training, and now he wants to talk about awareness. Right now, number one focus has to be on their safety. And I would say that depending on the way his floor plan is laid out at his house and the way there may be alarms, may not be alarms, where the doors are, and whether or not those kids would ever be home alone or even inside the house alone, maybe while the parents are, you know, in the backyard at the pool or raking leaves or whatever else. They need to have some really clear-cut rules about, not answering a phone, not even making contact, the door, not the phone, not making contact with somebody that they might see at the door or at the front of the house, but using a phone. You know, certainly they're old enough to use a phone to contact their parents or to go make contact with their parents. And then as far as the floor plan issues, you know, a lot of that has to do with where the family should meet, where the kids should go. If something happens, something goes bump in the middle of the night, are they supposed to stay in their room? To get in their closets? Are they supposed to go to their parents' rooms? A lot of advanced tactical considerations there, but the first step is sending that email and just thinking about the reality of preparing kids for being safe in some of the worst possible scenarios. So coming up with a family safety plan and educating the kids on it is that first step. The specifics are always really going to have a lot to do with the home floor plan and the lifestyle and, you know, the area and the education the kids have in terms of not being paranoid, kind of like Benny was talking about earlier, but just being aware of what stimuli should elicit certain responses.
Excellent response. Having the plan and keeping them informed, obviously the top 2 I would take away from that. Thank you very much from Duluth. Kevin up in Duluth, Minnesota. Appreciate it. Rob, because we're short on time, let's go to this unbelievable video of this Panama school board shooting down there. And I would like to get a quick analysis from you before you have to take off. I don't want to mention this guy's name. He's a kook. He's a loser. He's gone. He's no longer with us. But that video, wow, I'll tell you what, you can dissect that thing 10 ways from Sunday and come up with a number of different scenarios. What's your overall take on this thing?
I've watched that video, I don't know, 10, 12 times, and it's creepy. It's creepy the first time because you know something's going to happen. You're just kind of waiting for it. And then it gets more and more troubling just how long that situation went on, you know, the more you watch it. Because from a tactical standpoint, sure, there were a lot of things there. But I think what I'll touch on is the interaction that went on, the verbal interaction, and what I would say was not optimum de-escalation. Now, I don't expect everybody to go through, you know, like hostage negotiator school, but I do think it makes sense. You know, I thought about it like, okay, so my mom goes to city council meetings as part of her job. What would I tell her to do if she were in on one of those meetings and sitting up there at that table or trapped in that room? And, you know, these people are there to vent. These people are there to talk about their problems, and sometimes you need to let them do that. And maybe the one hope you have is that you're there on their side. You're there to help them solve the problem. And maybe that lets you get away. Maybe that lets you get closer to them so you can take control of the gun. Maybe it lets you get to your defensive tool. Or maybe it just holds him off long enough and gets him talking long enough that the, you know, more prepared authorities can arrive and actually do something about it in a tactical way. But, you know, when this guy's talking about problems and he sees you as the source of the problem, I think it's pretty obvious that this is the most important thing in his world right then and there. And this, you know, just displaying ignorance of the problem and not stressing that you see it as a problem and that you're going to help this guy solve the problem, I think might be something you don't want to do, you know. And again, we don't want to second guess and judge and say somebody did something wrong. But at the same time, all we can do is look at the circumstances and say, how would we prepare to deal with it if we were in those circumstances? And I would, based on, you know, my study and my research and my training in that critical incident negotiation side, would say, you know, the thing to do is make sure this guy knows that you're his ally, and not that, you know, you didn't know anything about it, but you do need to get educated about it. But I think showing some serious interest is really important, stalling that guy. And as I said, using that time not just to sit there, but until you're specifically told that, you know, lethal threat of violence, that you can't move from your chair or that you can't get any closer to him, I think one of those two things has to be what you're doing. You're either trying to get away or you're trying to control him, and sitting still, I don't know that's the tactic I would take. Verbally, being that guy's friend and being on his side might be what buys you the time or the access that you need.
Now, that thing went on for about 11-some minutes. I have dissected that tape. I've gone back and looked at it, stopped it, looked at it, stopped it, stopped it, and stopped it multiple times. And when you do that and analyze that tape in that fashion, you will notice at least 14 or 15 times for a response. It is remarkable to me how calm everybody appeared on the video, obviously, during that entire 11-minute exchange. And one other thing, you know, this gentleman turned his back multiple times.
Exactly.
Multiple times on these people. In fact, we had the one woman who came out of the back door and very bravely attempted to knock the gun out of his hand. Now, you know, we can see what would happen after that if she were successful in doing that. She's lucky to be alive. He then proceeds by turning his back to the remainder of folks up on that school board podium and walks around back to the front. And I don't know, you don't see the news or anybody talking about this, but did you notice the accidental discharge on his second shot?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the reality is that you and I can sit here and say, man, after 9/11, after the our picture of what happened on that plane flying over Pennsylvania, and after all the discussions and all the news stories and all of everything else, you would think at least a dog pile.
Right.
But we didn't get that. You know, we had an incredibly brave woman, as you noted, distract him physically with her actions. She was not able to knock the gun out of the hand, not able to control the gun, whatever it was she was trying to do at that moment. But, you know, a little help.
Yeah, exactly. You know. That's a great thing. I'll stop you right there. A little help. That's a great point. No one jumped up. No one. He turned his back to the crew. Now, I'm not going to sit here and second guess. I'm not trying to second guess what happened. I can only imagine the fear that these people were experiencing with that gun pointed directly at them. However, if you want to go back and look at this tactically and analyze this, as I went through this thing multiple times, and I will again, I tend to see something different every time I look at this thing, but there were multiple times, and I counted at least 14 or 15 opportunities for a, like you said, a pile on, dog pile, for crying out loud, something. And I got to be honest with you, I'm surprised down in Florida that not one of those persons was armed, quite frankly. Now, of course, we had the hero security guard come in and put an end to this thing. Okay, and I guess he shot the perp two times before the guy went down and put a bullet through his own head and saved everybody the cost of a trial and everything else. But those folks behind that podium are very, very lucky. And I question what this guy's motive was. He obviously wasn't very experienced with his firearm. Might have been fear. But I noticed, you know, immediately on that second shot, the first shot hit the table, and then the second shot he dropped down was obviously an accidental discharge when he again raised the weapon back up. Rob, thank you so much for your time today. Absolutely amazing program. You made it one of the best. Appreciate it. PersonalDefenseNetwork.com. Anything else, Rob? Real fast.
That's it, man. Best Defense Season 3 starts between Christmas and New Year's.
You got it. Thanks very much for joining the Armed American Radio Network. Rob Pincus, everybody.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Extreme Shock has done it again with the 223 AFR designed specifically for the urban environment. Imagine a 30-grain rifle round moving at 3,100 feet per second, whose frangible characteristics virtually eliminate ricochet and overpenetration within a limited space, making the Extreme Shock 223 AFR one of the safest rifle cartridges ever manufactured for home defense. For more information and to purchase the Extreme Shock 223 AFR, visit ExtremeShockUSA.net. That's ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Hi, I'm retired Navy SEAL Larry Yatch. Do you have a son or daughter in college or heading to college? College students face a 1 in 4 chance of being assaulted, yet the majority of colleges do not allow firearms on campus. Sealed Mindset's 15 Seconds to Safety online program will arm your children with the knowledge to identify problems and the actions necessary to stay safe. Protect your loved ones now at www.sealedmindset.com. That's www.sealedmindset.com.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
Ladies and gentlemen, my heartfelt thanks to Rob Pincus for joining Armed American Radio this week on short notice. That was, without a doubt, two of the best hours of Armed American Radio to date. That was very powerful, very compelling radio. The advice dispensed by one of the best in the world, simply second to none. If you're joining the roundtable right now, outstanding. If you missed the first segment of this hour and the last 2 hours, please head over to armedamericanradio.com. We'll have the podcast up as fast as possible for you, but that was amazing radio. And again, my heartfelt thanks to Rob Pincus for jumping in and leading that show. The phone calls that came in were outstanding, incredibly insightful. The responses were amazing. And you know, to those of you who called in and took advantage of that, you will get Rob's Personal Defense Network DVD collection. That was great stuff, and we appreciate him and his kindness for doing that. So thanks again to Rob Pincus. Folks, if you want to jump in the roundtable, now is the time to do it. This is the funnest hour in radio. West Palm, you did too. But Fort Walton Beach and Destin, wow, you got some great radio for your second week with Armed American Radio, and I can't wait to get Macon, Warner Robin, Bloomington, Illinois. Oh, yeah, babe. Sean, that's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
That was powerful radio. Rob's the best. That was great stuff.
I learned a lot.
Yeah, I did too. I was sitting there like a student listening to him, and an awful lot of fun. So thanks again. Folks, jump in. Now's the time. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Twitter.com/AARMark. The emails have been pouring in. We have more of them, and we'll get to some of them in the roundtable in the remainder of the show. But first, I believe the ogre is with us. Isn't he?
I am here.
Ah, I was expecting to hear Sean.
Yeah, that was some fantastic radio with Rob, and that is why Rob is the respected instructor globally around the world. That's why he is who he is.
George, I have to say this. This is live radio.
It is.
And Rob being at a remote location in Colorado in an editing booth, okay, taking live calls, fielding live calls like that, blindsided with some amazing questions and being able to come up with just, you know, an incredible wealth of information off the cuff like that really speaks volumes to who we have on Armed American Radio. That was very, very powerful radio.
Absolutely.
And like me, you know, you have a lot of experience with firearms. You train yourself. And I know you were probably sitting there with a pen and paper.
I was listening. I actually have a Google Docs opening, and I'm taking notes in a electronic format because I've got the technology and I can use it because I can.
I like that.
Yeah, and you know, just great information. The podcast, well worth listening to again during the week when you have a chance.
Yeah, many, many, many times, because that was very, very good stuff, folks. If that's the first time you've joined Armed American Radio, you got a really, really strong show. So thanks for tuning in. No question. By all means, go back and get that podcast. Wow, that was just great stuff. Hey, guess who else is on the phone with us tonight, George?
Who would that be?
Ooh, the father, the giver of life to two of America's heroes, highlighted on our page. That's right, at Armed American Radio on America's Heroes page. Ed Rouse down in Texas.
How are you doing tonight, Mark and George?
Doing great.
Good. Doing good. How's the weather down there? What's the gore?
It's terrible today. It's 60 gore right now.
Oh, come on, Ed. Hey, let me throw this out since we're talking about Al Gore. Al Gore gets Bonehead of the Week number two this week. You know why? Because my kids got the second to last day of their week before their Christmas break off because of ice.
Ooh.
In central Georgia. So Al Gore, you are America's Armed American Radio's Bonehead of the Week number two this week. Again, very well deserved. We could give him one every 2 weeks, you know, every week if we wanted to. He's too easy to play with. But it's now climate change, and you know, now cold weather is global warming and everything else. And I read some great editorials on that this week. It's a lot of fun watching him. Yeah, well, you don't see him anymore. He doesn't get out often anymore. But So he's bonehead number two. We also have a third bonehead, but we'll save that for later in the hour. How about that, guys? Does that work,
sounds
George?
Great. Sounds good.
George, I want to ask you a quick gun question. Folks love to hear your take on stuff, and I have some questions for you for email also.
Sure thing. Hit me.
Beretta's new compact PX4.
You know, I really like it. The Italians have a great design. It looks cool. It feels good in the hand. It's not using the same action as the full-size Beretta Storm. It's more of a traditional modified Browning-type action. The gun's great. I give it two thumbs up.
You know, Ed, have you any experience with the Berettas, specifically the PX4 lines, the Storms?
Not so much the Berettas, no. I have not much experience with those. I hear a lot of good things about them, though.
They're wonderful guns. The actions are fantastic in them. It was, I don't know, George, I guess I picked up, it was the first release of the original PX4 in 9 when it came out. And I'm trying to remember if I saw that debuted at the SHOT Show in, I believe the SHOT Show was in Orlando when that gun came first, when they first introduced that gun, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it was a Florida SHOT Show, yeah.
Well, I had a problem. I kept the gun for about a year. Mm-hmm. And the problem I had with it at that time was I had to carry it in a pretty much a generic holster. Nobody at that time in the large holster manufacturers was making any leather for it because it was so new. I got one of the first releases of it, and I had a really difficult time. I love the gun, absolutely love the gun.
That lag between the the new guns coming out on the market and when holster makers finally catch up, that lag is there. It would probably behoove a gun maker to send molds of their new guns out to the holster makers before it hits the market, so that the gun makers have an option for the buyers.
Right. Yeah. That's. I think you're right too. And then they, it was the 9mm. And then they moved into, I remember seeing the other line debuted at the SHOT the following year when they moved into the subcompacts, where it came out with a 40 as well, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
yeah, it is a great gun. The action, can you describe the action on the Beretta PX4 Storm, what makes it unique?
Yeah, absolutely. What the Storm's doing is that it's using a rotating barrel action. So to unlock from the slide and the barrel move back together a little bit and intersect a locking block underneath the barrel that forces the barrel to rotate, and that's what unlocks the barrel from the slide, so the slide can continue the action all the way back to eject a spent round and pick up the new round from the magazine. And a little bit of grease goes a long way in that action.
Yeah, and you can see that action.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's kind of like this, guys. It's kind of like sticking your key in a brand new BMW 5 or 700 series. And I don't mean any disrespect to a Ford Taurus, but there is no comparison between a Ford Taurus and a BMW 5 or 100 series. You can feel the difference in that weapon. It is top of the line. And I can say from personal experience, probably 2,000 rounds total through that handgun without a hiccup. That was a hiccup,
exactly.
By the way.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a good action that they've actually pioneered earlier in what they called the Cougar, the Beretta Cougar. Which they discontinued during the assault weapons ban. It just never caught on. They discontinued it. But now you can buy those Cougars manufactured in the Stoger facility, and you can get the Stoger Cougar, which is the same thing. It's the predecessor of the Storm.
Hold on to that. We'll be right back. Bad Guys 0, Good Guys 3 in Houston right after these messages.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office, Mac, or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Car Arms and Auto Ordnance. Make sure to check them out, all their fine products, including the world-famous Car PM9 at KAHR.com. That's car.com, KAHR.com. Check them out.
Ooh, that Nugent. I like that stuff. Folks, you're back on the Armed American Radio Network. Wow, what a show. What a show. How do they say it? Oh, what a really good show. Really good show, Sean. Something like that, anyway.
Yep. It is a good show.
Really good show. Really good shoe. Really good shoe. Folks, if you're not a member of the United States Concealed Carry Association, you are missing out. Head over to jointheuscca.com and get involved. And join the tens of thousands, literally tens of thousands of like-minded individuals just like you who have made the decision or are considering making the decision to carry a firearm for their personal self-defense. Join the USCCA.com. We also have about a two-day window. I have a very, very limited supply of my book, co-written with my co-author, Kathy Jackson, who just authored her own book, The Cornered Cat. Our book, Lessons from Armed America, I have a limited supply if you'd like a signed copy. For crying out loud, head over to the armedamerican.com or armedamericanradio.com website, click the link and head over and pick one up. We get it out for you in time for Christmas as a gift or one for yourself. But join the uscca.com and also take this opportunity to check out the very fine sponsors of Armed American Radio who make it possible to bring the show to you across the country every single week. And thank you very much. Appreciate it. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, you're back.
I am.
Welcome.
It is always a pleasure and a privilege. This is a great show to be on, to be a part of, and it is totally my honor. You know, last week we talked about the North American Arms mini revolvers.
Yeah. You're beating me to the punch. I wanted to read a couple comments on that. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, you know, I working at the gun counter, I had a chance to sell a couple, and one of my associates sold one to a lovely young lady, and she basically kind of described how her method of carry was going to be brassiere carry, which is something I've never considered that before.
Well, I'll tell you what, you can certainly do that with that .22 North American. Ed, is that you laughing back there in the background?
Yeah, that's me laughing. I can picture George doing that.
George, did you demonstrate that carry method for her by any chance?
I'm not sure if I'm equipped to do that, but you know, that's just something I never thought of. But
maybe you can join Sean after the show for tacos, and you can get equipped.
Sean told me it's too cold down there.
Sean has been talking about being hungry for tacos in between every break. So I took that opportunity.
Yes, you
I apologize.
Did. I actually, come
to think of it, I am too now.
I just had a big old plate of potato salad. So,
all right. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to take this opportunity now to refer folks to the column. The top 10 concealed carry guns. And, you know, I jumped all over the web boards and the forums, and it's funny to see people's responses because the gun nuts are like, oh, man, washed up topic. And I agree with them. You know, that's a topic that is talked about a lot. But I want to make this point that, you know, the column that I wrote, which, by the way, wound up being the number one most widely read column in the history of the Guns and Patriots section at humanevents.com. Yeah, that says a lot. That's what a top 10 list will do. But I make this point that these are my suggestions. And that's all they can be. No one, I don't care who you are, can suggest any weapon to anybody. These are choices that you have to make yourself. Hey, if you like my choices, great. If you don't, call me a bonehead. That's fine. You have a right to do. That's what makes America great, by the way. And I've been a bonehead a number of times, and a number of you listening have made that comment, and I readily agree with you, no question about it. But I put that North American Arms 22 mini revolver in the number one slot. But you have to read the column as to why I put it there, George.
Well, you know, you put forth some criteria.
Right.
And the North American Arms mini revolver met, in my opinion, one of the most important criteria for any concealed carry gun. I mean, a gun can be accurate, it can be reliable, it can be comfortable, it can be powerful, it could be like the noisy cricket from that sci-fi movie with the Men in Black thing. You know, you can have this great gun, but it doesn't do you a bit of good if you leave it at home.
Well, that was the whole point of the column. The point of the column was, you know, and you have to go back, folks, and read what I wrote, read my reasoning for putting that gun up front, because that is not the gun that the gentleman in Houston was going to use to stop three bad guys. That's not what that gun is for. That gun is so that you can carry a gun when you can't carry a gun. So go back, go and read it. Check it out. It's at humanevents.com, and check out the Guns and Patriots section and stick my name in there and you'll find the column. It was a good column and it got some great response. Very humbled. The only writer that week that bested me was Ann Coulter, but we're going to give her a pass because she just simply doesn't know who she's dealing with yet. I haven't seen her top 10 list yet.
In the brassiere there.
Sean's cracking up. You know, those guns you can carry. That's my whole point. And you know, George, you brought up a great point.
Anywhere.
You can carry that gun anywhere. That gun can be on you. You never again have an excuse to never be armed. And I had a couple people, remarkably only a few out of the I think there's a couple hundred comments on there, I haven't looked at it in a while, but remarkably very few people disagreed, and those folks who did, I would implore you to go back and reread what I wrote. It is not the number one caliber, of course. It's not it really what it was, kind of. I kind of snuck it in number one, but it's really number two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten down the list, because that gun can always ride with you. And that's the point of a concealed carry gun, is to have the gun on you.
Carry your number three gun and then have that American Arms as the backup or a tertiary gun.
Wait, George, hold on 1 second. Ed, I have to ask you, what are you carrying down there in Texas right now?
That'd be the 23 tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's George's favorite gun. He got that from me.
You're on my hip right now.
That's beautiful. Listen, you're in Texas. Houston is making some news, okay, and I prefaced it with bad guys, zero, good guys, three. That what had to be just an absolutely horrifying incident for the shop owner, the jewelry store owner, and his wife down there, who came out of that ridiculously terrifying experience on top. I can't imagine, you know, what he's going to go through for the rest of his life. No human being should be put in that situation. But, you know, I'll tell you what, folks, you decide to rob a jewelry store and try to rob a man's livelihood, if that's not proof positive you're taking your life in your hands, I don't know what is. What kind of press is that getting down there in Texas right now where you are, Ed?
It's quite a bit. I mean, we're only about 6 hours from the Houston area, so it's getting quite a lot of press in here, newspapers, TVs, radio, the whole gamut. And it all goes back to don't mess with Texas.
There is an email that circulates, and many of you have probably seen it if you have an email account, which you undoubtedly do nowadays anyway, that says don't mess with Texas is the title and the subject line, and it's a bunch of people shopping in what looks like a trinket store of some sort, and a glass trinket falls off of a shelf, and you see all 15 shoppers duck for cover and pull their guns out. And that says an awful lot about not messing with Texas, for sure.
Absolutely.
Wow, that was crazy stuff. George, your take on the Florida shooting at the school board, I know you've probably analyzed this tape over and over as I did. I stopped it and took notes on it, and you know, I wanted to talk with Rob about it, and here we've got 20 seconds before we go to a break. But
well, you can see this guy winding himself up, getting up the juice, the courage to go ahead and do what he already planned on doing.
Right. Well, he told them that he had planned on it. He told the school board that he was going to die today,
and
which
everybody just sat there.
Yes, yeah. It's amazing. I hate to second guess it, but we'll talk about it some more when we come back. This is the Armed American Radio Network. We are filling your prescription for freedom. This is a great week to go buy a gun. Nothing says love like a new handgun, folks.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us
who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
If you're looking for a small pocket gun that delivers the power of the 32 ACP with less recoil, you've found it in the North American Arms 25 NAA Guardian. Like its larger cousin, the 32 NAA Guardian, the 25 NAA outperforms many larger guns. At 1,200 feet per second, the 25 NAA delivers 20% more energy than larger 32 ACP cartridges, making it the perfect choice when a smaller pocket pistol is required for your carry needs. For more information on the 25 NAA Guardian, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Extreme Shock has done it again with the 223 AFR designed specifically for the urban environment. Imagine a 30-grain rifle round moving at 3,100 feet per second, whose frangible characteristics virtually eliminate ricochet and overpenetration within a limited space, making the Extreme Shock 223 AFR one of the safest rifle cartridges ever manufactured for home defense. For more information and to purchase the Extreme Shock 223 AFR, visit ExtremeShockUSA.net. That's ExtremeShockUSA.net. Whether you're enjoying a day at the range or out in the field on the hunt of a lifetime, you need the Allegiance On Duty TRP Trauma Readiness Pack. The TRP is much more than a traditional first aid kit and contains everything you need in an emergency to save a life. Airtight, sterile, and waterproof, the TRP is a must-have for every shooter's bag, backpack, ATV, boat, or home. For your TRP emergency pack, visit ExtremeShockUSA.net. That's ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Check this out, folks, an email from John up in Wisconsin. Mark, with the GOP coming to power in Wisconsin this next year, Wisconsin will have CCW. There is a big push for constitutional carry backed by the NRA, Wisconsin Carry, USCCA, and others. Please urge your listeners to contact their representatives. Thanks for a great show, John. John, I don't have to. You just did. But I'll add to that. Folks, call them. Now's the time to do it. And also, head over to hook up with our friend Tim Schmidt at WisconsinCCW.org. Get involved. Now the time is ripe. Wisconsin will have CCW, and what we're hoping for is that Wisconsin takes this opportunity right now to jump on the constitutional carry bandwagon. And for those of you who might be asking what that is lawful carry by law-abiding citizens without having to kneel to Zod and ask permission. You like that, Sean?
I do. That's actually
from
really
the original
good.
Superman movies. There,
I forgot about that.
Kneel
really
before
good.
Zod. You remember that?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So there is a huge push, John. You are right, and I know it. We're intimately involved in it. Head over to WisconsinCCW.org. Call your representatives and ask them to push for Alaska, Vermont, Arizona-style carry as they are in Utah and a number of other states, and I know that we soon will hear also. The time is right. But, folks, I have to take this opportunity to remind you, if you missed the first hour, I actually opened up the show talking about some very disturbing information coming from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Expletives. And I say that sarcastically because it's enough to just make you want to pull your hair out of your head that they are now proposing an emergency rule. You have to ask yourself, Sean, I know you're into this kind of stuff. Why would it all of a sudden be an emergency rule from the BATFE to require federally licensed firearms retailers, George, to report multiple sales of semi-automatic rifles? The proposed rule, folks, do you want to be ruled? Listen to this terminology. Pay very close attention to this stuff. This is very dangerous. The proposed rule was included in today's Federal Register and specifically calls for firearm retailers to report multiple sales or other dispositions of two or more 22 caliber or larger semi-automatic rifles that are capable of accepting a detachable magazine and are purchased by the same individual within 5 consecutive business days.
You know, they already have that for handguns. That's already
right.
A thing for handguns. Now, just putting this out there for rifles too, this is putting a huge burden on the dealers because it is hard to keep track of that. When I got customers at the gun counter all day long, every day, and a lot of these faces I see every day or every other day, and you know, people coming and going, and I'm, you know, I've got a bunch of coworkers, we're all moving guns. I take a day off. I don't know, you know, when I come back from a day off, if you know, one of my customers had bought a gun, and it's just a confusion, and it's just going to end up with dealers getting crunched with more fines.
George, what this is incrementalism.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It is. Okay. It is. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed unless it's a little bit at a time.
Well, you do. Well, yeah. I guess I saw that in the Constitution. Folks, next week we're going to resurrect John Adams and bring him to the show. Because Justice Breyer seems to know what they think. Ed Rouse, you've probably seen these stories.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You know, I did it last week. I called a U.S. Supreme Court justice an idiot on the air. Bonehead. I gave him a Bonehead of the Week award, and I said, there, I said it. If you go back and read his words from his interview on Fox News last week, it is incredibly scary stuff. Now, we had Rachel Parsons, NRA spokesperson, on last week. She's a great guest. She, by the way, folks, will be on once a month giving us updates from NRA headquarters. So we're very thrilled to have her participation and contribution to the show every week, or every month, excuse me. And Rachel, if you're listening, feel free. Make it every week. You're welcome.
I want to hear how the NRA is flipping out about this.
Well, you know, it's not really flipping out. What it is, George, is they are reminding people, and Rachel reminded us last week on the broadcast, that we are one vote away. Heller was a 5-4 decision.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald was a 5-4 decision. And I looked back, I was tagged on a Facebook photo from our friends over at Concealed Carry, from David Burnett, you know, from our time up when we went and did the Fox News show with John Stossel. And he sent me a photograph that he had taken of my shaking hands with Otis McDonald. And I'm reminded when I look at that picture and the conversation that I was fortunate enough to have with him in person and thanking him for his efforts, that all of those years of his life that went into eliminating Mayor Daley's gun ban was rendered with a 5-4 decision. And it is so vital when you see stuff like this, this incrementalism. Justice Breyer is going to receive Bonehead number 3 this week again, a second week in a row. When you take a listen to his comments and read them, and I ask you to do that, Google it in, go in and find it, read his statements, and listen to what he's saying, folks. And then when the ATF memo comes out on the heels of that, and you realize just how fragile our constitutional freedoms are. We're one vote away. And we all know, we've seen Kagan and Sotomayor with Obama. We are one justice away.
And both of them lied to get that seat.
Yeah.
Hence the moniker Sotomayor.
Yep.
That's absolutely correct. So, please, I ask you to get involved. Call your congressman. Call your senators. Even if it's Schumer. God forbid. Oh, I feel so bad for you. Chucky the Ban.
Oh, man.
Charles Chucky the Ban Schumer. But you have got to make your voices heard. He's not going to listen to you.
If Chuck even moves to Utah, I'm jumping in my truck and moving to Alaska.
It would be really difficult. It's difficult for me to listen to him. But when you listen to Justice Breyer, okay, and these are brilliant people. These people aren't stupid. And he believes what he says. And that's what makes it even that more frightening.
Yep.
That the Constitution, I mean, you know, the Founding Fathers are resting on their stomachs right now. So absolutely, absolutely scary stuff. And it's just absolutely important that we get involved. And you can do little things. You can join the NRA. You can join the USCCA and the grassroots groups, folks, in your states.
And those memberships also make good gifts this year.
They do. They definitely do. And they're cheap. I'll give you an example. GeorgiaCarry.org. My membership is up. You know, it's $15 for a year. The work that they've done here in Georgia is absolutely astounding.
That's one lunch of tacos at Cafe Rio.
It's one. It might buy you a lot of tacos where he's going to get tacos on the way home, because I think they're 2 for $0.89 or something like that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sirree, they are. But the fact of the matter is that you know, that's probably the best $15, $20, $30 you'll ever spend to fight for your rights, because the grassroots groups, as our guest Ed Rouse knows, and George, as you know,
absolutely,
make a difference every day, every day. And we've had representatives on from a number of those groups, and we will continue to do so. Folks, an unbelievable Armed American Radio today. Please, go back and listen to the first 2 hours with Rob Pincus. I'm going to start calling him General Rob after that one. That was dynamite stuff.
Yeah.
George, thanks for tuning in and participating as usual.
Always fun.
Ed Rouse.
Yes.
Update on your two hero sons real fast.
We'll be meeting them in 3 days.
Excellent. And you will have a great holiday. God bless you and your family for doing everything that you do for our family. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. Welcome to Fort Walton, Destin, Florida, soon to be Macon, Warner Robins, and Illinois. We're on your heels. We'll see you next week, folks, on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Tell us me by the
Lisa, this is Georgia. Do you know of any good Christian computer games I can buy Molly for Christmas?
Yes, my Jimmy just loves his Charlie Church Mouse computer game with animated Bible stories. He's having a blast learning about sizes, shapes, colors, math, spelling, and more. It's great for kids ages 2 through 8. Go to inspiredgames.com and use their store locator.
Did you say inspiredgames.com?
Yes, Charlie Church Mouse is at inspiredgames.com.
LB games are available at participating Walmart stores. Available at Family, Lifeway, Mardell, and Berean Christian stores, too.
Good, clean, fun.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same. Debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.